به نام خدا. آزمون شنیداری درس زبان انگلیسی 3 پایه 12 تمامی رشته ها شهریور ماه 1404. دانش آموزان عزیز، آزمون شنیداری دارای 3 بخش می باشد. در ابتدای هر بخش و قبل از شنیدن هر فایل شنیداری 30 ثانیه فرصت خواهید داشت تا سوالات را با دقت بررسی کنید. یادآور می شود که هر فایل 3 بار تکرار خواهد شد و در پایان هر تکرار 30 ثانیه فرصت خواهید داشت تا پاسخهای خود را در پاسخ برگ بنویسید. فایل صوتی شماره 1. دانش آموزان عزیز، در این بخش به فایل صوتی با دقت گوش دهید، سپس جملات صحیح را با ترو و جملات غلط را با فالس مشخص نمایید.
Okay, tell me about the picnic. What did you do?
That was great, Dad. We played volleyball and had a barbecue.
Oh, come on. Did you do anything fun?
Yeah, it was all fun. Before we played volleyball, we had taken some photographs.
Great. Did you do anything in the afternoon?
Oh, something interesting. After we had eaten lunch, we flew our kites. That was fantastic, because we had made the kites ourselves.
Okay, tell me about the picnic. What did you do?
That was great, Dad. We played volleyball and had a barbecue.
Oh, come on. Did you do anything fun?
Yeah, it was all fun. Before we played volleyball, we had taken some photographs.
Great. Did you do anything in the afternoon?
Oh, something interesting. After we had eaten lunch, we flew our kites. That was fantastic, because we had made the kites ourselves.
Okay, tell me about the picnic. What did you do?
That was great, Dad. We played volleyball and had a barbecue.
Oh, come on. Did you do anything fun?
Yeah, it was all fun. Before we played volleyball, we had taken some photographs.
Great. Did you do anything in the afternoon?
Oh, something interesting. After we had eaten lunch, we flew our kites. That was fantastic, because we had made the kites ourselves.
فایل صوتی شماره 2. دانش آموزان عزیز، به مکالمه زیر با دقت گوش دهید، و سپس گزینه صحیح را انتخاب نمایید.
Sarah has been in the children's medical center for a week. She has caught a terrible flu. The doctor told her to stay there to get better. There is a photograph of an old man on the wall. While the nurse is taking her temperature, they start talking.
Excuse me, who's that man in the picture?
Oh, don't you know him? Have you ever heard of Dr. Muhammad Gharib?
I guess I have only seen his name in my English book, but I'm not sure about it.
Dr. Gharib was a famous physician.
Oh, can you tell me a little about his life?
Dr. Gharib was born in Tehran in 1288. After receiving his diploma, he went abroad to study medicine. In 1316, he became a physician and then came back to his homeland. In 1347, the center was founded by Dr. Gharib and one of his close friends.
Really? I didn't know that.
Dr. Gharib was also a generous man. He spared no pains to cure sick children. He was very friendly and helpful to poor families. Not surprisingly, he was regarded as a dedicated physician.
Sarah has been in the children's medical center for a week. She has caught a terrible flu. The doctor told her to stay there to get better. There is a photograph of an old man on the wall. While the nurse is taking her temperature, they start talking.
Excuse me, who's that man in the picture?
Oh, don't you know him? Have you ever heard of Dr. Muhammad Gharib?
I guess I have only seen his name in my English book, but I'm not sure about it.
Dr. Gharib was a famous physician.
Oh, can you tell me a little about his life?
Dr. Gharib was born in Tehran in 1288. After receiving his diploma, he went abroad to study medicine. In 1316, he became a physician and then came back to his homeland. In 1347, the center was founded by Dr. Gharib and one of his close friends.
Really? I didn't know that.
Dr. Gharib was also a generous man. He spared no pains to cure sick children. He was very friendly and helpful to poor families. Not surprisingly, he was regarded as a dedicated physician.
Sarah has been in the children's medical center for a week. She has caught a terrible flu. The doctor told her to stay there to get better. There is a photograph of an old man on the wall. While the nurse is taking her temperature, they start talking.
Excuse me, who's that man in the picture?
Oh, don't you know him? Have you ever heard of Dr. Muhammad Gharib?
I guess I have only seen his name in my English book, but I'm not sure about it.
Dr. Gharib was a famous physician.
Oh, can you tell me a little about his life?
Dr. Gharib was born in Tehran in 1288. After receiving his diploma, he went abroad to study medicine. In 1316, he became a physician and then came back to his homeland. In 1347, the center was founded by Dr. Gharib and one of his close friends.
Really? I didn't know that.
Dr. Gharib was also a generous man. He spared no pains to cure sick children. He was very friendly and helpful to poor families. Not surprisingly, he was regarded as a dedicated physician.
فایل صوتی شماره 3. دانش آموزان عزیز، به فایل صوتی با دقت گوش دهید، سپس عبارات ستون A را با ستون B تطبیق دهید. دقت فرمایید، یک عبارت در ستون B اضافی است.
To make learning new vocabulary fun and effective, you can use everyday objects around your house. Take small pieces of paper and write down new words on them. Stick these notes to things like your refrigerator, desk, or window. Whenever you see these words in your home, try to remember their meanings and use them in sentences or conversations. Only remove the notes when you have learned the words well. Using cards known as flashcards can be a fun and interesting way to learn new words. Write a new word on one side of the flashcard and its meaning on the other. Take a few minutes each day to review your flashcards and test yourself. To make learning new vocabulary fun and effective, you can use everyday objects around your house. Take small pieces of paper and write down new words on them. Stick these notes to things like your refrigerator, desk, or window. Whenever you see these words in your home, try to remember their meanings and use them in sentences or conversations. Only remove the notes when you have learned the words well. Using cards known as flashcards can be a fun and interesting way to learn new words. Write a new word on one side of the flashcard and its meaning on the other. Take a few minutes each day to review your flashcards and test yourself. To make learning new vocabulary fun and effective, you can use everyday objects around your house. Take small pieces of paper and write down new words on them. Stick these notes to things like your refrigerator, desk, or window. Whenever you see these words in your home, try to remember their meanings and use them in sentences or conversations. Only remove the notes when you have learned the words well. Using cards known as flashcards can be a fun and interesting way to learn new words. Write a new word on one side of the flashcard and its meaning on the other. Take a few minutes each day to review your flashcards and test yourself.
پایان آزمون شنیداری.